A better way to understand it is to understand the true meaning of Panya, wisdom as taught by the Buddha. Wisdom is an awakening, or what they call insight into phenomena. It's not through the thought or the thinking process. It's the silent mind that insight into phenomena and awaken and develop the understanding. Awaken from what? Of course, from the delusion. That's why he said, within delusion, you can see the wisdom part. It's not like that. Delusion is actually delusion. But when you insight into phenomena and awaken, means you have shattered that delusion, that wrong view, that deluded view. So here, wisdom means yoniso manasikara, the Buddha called it. Wise attention at the moment of sense experience. Yoniso is wise. Manasikara is attention. So at the moment of sense experience, if you don't have this yoniso manasikara, wisdom at the moment of sense experience, then you cannot deal with defilements. The greed, hatred, and delusion, the three evil root, the three poison will have power over you. You cannot stop it. You cannot do anything about it. It's only after you have awakened, developed this wisdom, then this yoniso manasikara will prompt you. Wisdom at the moment of sense experience, it will prompt you. Sankara anichang, sankara dukkang, dhamma anatta. Finish. Sabbe sankara anichang. Finish. That wisdom will rise. Then you will straighten your view. Then you will not stir. That's why you act according to Dhamma way, which is wisdom way. No more according to memory, conditioning, belief system, views and opinion. If you act according to memory, you are dead. So you have to act according to Dhamma way, which is Noble Eightfold Path, having right view leading to all the right path factor. So yoniso manasikara is the wisdom. This is the correct understanding. This is the Dhamma that the Buddha taught. That's why wisdom is not a thought process. It's not through knowledge you develop wisdom. No. It's when you have awakened through an insight or awakening. Then that understanding liberates your mind, free your mind from that delusion. Then whatever that keep you trapped, like your self-delusion, sakayaditi, is all gone. That's why you will understand anatta clearly. You will understand anichang clearly. You will understand dukkang or suffering clearly, the three universal characteristics. Because when you insight into phenomena, you awaken to their three universal characteristics, then you know they are all anichang, dukkang, and anatta. Anichang means they are impermanent. They come and they go. They are dependent, originating, condition arising, causal phenomena, no reality. And because of that, it's not a permanent, unchanging entity. It goes the way of nature, following nature's law. If you want things your way, which is not according to nature's law, then you will suffer. Because that is the reality. That is what is. Condition like that, things will be like that. It cannot be otherwise. If you refuse to accept that reality, or the reality of life and existence, then you try to react to it, become emotional over it, or blame people and blame yourself and do all the foolish thing to arise the wrong thought, then it leads to affliction, suffering. That's what the teaching is. That's why the universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkang, and anatta, or suffering state, impermanent, leading to the understanding of suffering state and non-self or anatta nature or empty nature existence, is very important, very powerful. And this is the wisdom or insight that you will awaken to and liberate your mind, that you are not confused, you are not deluded, you are not gullible anymore, that you can free your mind. Then all this phenomenal world of consciousness and form has no power over you. They will collapse in front of your wisdom and understanding. So this is the part that I want you to develop as understanding. Yeah? Even though they are duality, delusion and wisdom are duality. That's why it's never apart. And because of delusion, there is wisdom. And because of wisdom, there is delusion. Because you create a duality. When this arises, that arises. When this ceases, that ceases. So why do you want to create? So if you don't create, you develop the straightening of you, the understanding of the universal characteristic, then you penetrate, you insight, you awaken, then your mind is free. Then no need to hold on to all this duality. Because duality exists within the conditioned world. And you will understand. Within the conditioned world, there is this so-called duality. So duality does exist. That's why it's called the conditioned world. Within the conditioned world, Dhamma exists. Birth, old age, sickness, and death exists. Everything that the Buddha taught exists. But within true emptiness, the unconditioned, all this does not exist. You read the Heart Sutta, you will know, you will understand. So hopefully you all can develop deeper and clearer understanding of the teaching. Eh?